Look who's back in the studio. My goodness, it's Haywood Banks. Welcome back, Haywood.
It's radio. They can't see.
Oh, listen to who's back in the studio. It's Haywood Banks. Hi, Haywood.
What a pleasure to be here.
Nice to see you again. Haywood's
to gaze on your lovely countenance.
Thank you. He's
incontinence, whichever.
Working the comedy forum out at Cave Springs on Highway 70 in St. Peter's this weekend. Two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow. We'll have more on that for you in just a couple of minutes. By the way, before we allow any guests on this show, we now do require you to show either citizenship papers or a green card. We're part of the new fight against illegal immigrants movement. Can you imagine if we went to a country like that? Your papers, please.
Well, you know, like, are they going to export? You know, well, they could probably bring in illegal. What are they?
Illegals. They're bringing in some sick birds. That's where the avian flu is coming from.
Wait a minute. Why didn't I see this before?
I think somebody,
it's illegals.
Somebody misread a memo. We don't have a problem with illegals. It's illegals.
It's the bird flu. That's what it is. Oh, my gosh. Why has this not been brought out?
If I were a songwriter, I'd come up with something based on that. Do you know anybody I can give that to?
Nobody that would stoop that low.
What have you been up to lately?
Write a song about illegals.
Yeah, well, I bet by tonight you have something done.
Yeah, really.
How long does it take you to write a song usually?
From the time I start. Mm-hmm. To when I'm done.
Yeah.
And other than that, I have no idea. It could. Some things I could get an idea, and then a year later I'll finish it.
Really?
And some.
And does that stay on a post-it note on a bulletin board somewhere
exactly.
for that year?
Well, like although I don't have the words with me, I just wrote a song called There's a Tuna in Every Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that was an idea I had for a long time.
That was a title?
Yeah, a title.
Yeah.
There's a tuna in every opportunity.
Okay.
There we go.
So it stays a title for a while.
So it stays a title for a while, and then it gestates, incubates.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot hallow this ground.
Yeah. Whatever it needs to do.
Exactly. And then finally,
since you've written so many,
I need a song. And then I write it down.
I got to do a new album. I got to do something. So
exactly.
Get those post-it notes, honey.
And then I found my little shoebox full of ideas, and I pull them out and I start writing. And sometimes they just fall out. Like Toast, my big hit, just fell out one night. It just happened in a matter of 15 minutes.
And even with that, did the Roman numeral part, was that there as part of the...
In Toast, there's no Roman numerals, but that's in 18
I'm sorry,
wheels
that's an 18 wheel. Sorry.
That's right.
Sorry. The other big hit. It's the flip side.
Yeah, the flip side. The B side.
There's something a generation doesn't understand anymore. There is no such thing as a flip side or a B side anymore. How old am I? Holy cow. Look.
I was thinking about...
Look. Chris is sitting here running the board today because Kevin has the day off. He has no idea what we're talking about. Flip side of what? What are you talking about? Pancakes?
Exactly. Okay. It's like using the drinking fountain next to the payphone. You
can't do it anymore.
You can't do it anymore. They don't exist.
It's the bottled water and the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're exactly right.
Exactly.
All right, enough talking. Play a song.
Yes, sir.
You want to play a new one? You want to play an old one?
Well, I got
you want to do 18 Wheels?
New one. Well, here, let me play this one.
Okay.
This is a song about tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen anybody with hate tattooed on their knuckles?
Not personally, but I've seen pictures of it.
Pictures of it. Well, my cousin had seven fingers. He had dislike. That's true. He had...
Some sort of mutant hate?
Uh-huh. He had his nose pierced. He put it with a ring, and he chained it to his wallet so that if he was in the airport and his arms were full, he could always yank his ID out real quick. It's very, very handy.
Uh-huh.
But he did it himself. You know, have you ever seen, how in the old days they used to put the potato behind your ear, and then they put a piece of ice on it, and then they pierce, the girls would do this, pierce their ear. Well, he said once he got the potato in his nose, it really wasn't that big a deal. He said next time he wouldn't use quite, maybe a baby potato instead of a big Idaho like he used.
Yeah, one of those new skin potatoes.
Because he's got some, stretch marks on one side. They're kind of asymmetrical.
Yeah.
But with the chain, you don't really notice.
Exactly.
It.
Yeah, once you've got the ring and the chain there, the stretch marks are, no one. Yeah.
Second tier. It's the B side, really.
Okay.
But anyway, this is a song about tattoos. when Edna was a young girl and her parents were in her face. She got herself a tattoo in a private place. And only by her own true love was it to be seen. Her family physician, her drunk crowds throwing beads. It was a tiny tattoo of a tiny dove with a tiny word, and that word, it is love. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you. Well, 30 years have come and gone, 30 years that have been rough. 3 marriages, 4 children, 50 diets, and lots of sun. And that teeny tiny tattoo of the teeny tiny dove. Is now a pterodactyl. And that word, it is love.
Yeah. Well, what a wonderful sentiment.
Isn't
very
that a beautiful
done.
Song?
That is beautiful. Beautiful. Any particular women in your life inspire that song?
No. I just, I actually wrote that for my children. Because when I was a kid, I thought bell-bottom pants were the most fantastic pants in the world. I couldn't imagine not wearing bell-bottom pants. Within 2 years, they were gone.
Yeah.
I'm still not wearing bell-bottom pants.
Got past them.
But when you have a tattoo that says what juicy on your back or something.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I saw a woman in the bank the other day, and she had a sweatsuit, kind of a square woman, bleach blonde hair, and she had a tattoo on the back of her neck that was the Chevy logo.
That's lovely. Yes.
And you're from
Michigan, so this would be perhaps a GM employee who was showing her loyalty to her corporation.
Well, but it said Wicked in the Chevy logo.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I just wondered, maybe she had a steering wheel tattooed on her back or something.
I think that there is going to be a major industry in this country come maybe the year 2020, tattoo removal for all of these people of, you know, this generation. It wasn't true when you and I were growing up. The people, if you saw somebody with a tattoo, the odds were that that was a guy in the Navy. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're all just kind of blue, kind of
washed out. With, you know, gray hair growing over.
Yeah, you can't really see what it is.
At a certain point, yeah. But that's, you know, now I have a friend, for her 40th birthday, she decided to get a tattoo. And I thought, well, that's great for your 40th birthday. I don't know what it's going to be like for your 60th.
I know a woman that, in fact, she's my banker, and
really?
She's in her 50s, and she just, her last name's Miller, and she's just got the Miller Time logo on her back.
Really?
It's Miller Time, you know. The it's like, you know, a foot by a foot. It's like, oh, my God.
Wow. How are you seeing that much of the back of your banker is my question.
She just offered to show it to me, and I went, oh, well, thank you. I didn't need that information.
It is kind of odd.
Can I just cash this check? That's all I really wanted. And it was through the drive-through television thing.
Yeah. Television.
Whatever it is. Drive-through TV. You know, you don't see that.
You can't get
that cable channel.
No. What else is going on in your life?
Those are valuable channels.
How's your family doing?
Terrific.
Yeah?
Terrific. They're
Kids in college now?
They are beyond college.
Oh, they are?
My son's a documentary filmmaker and studying computer animation.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter's a chef. So
successful?
She's just started working as a line cook at a really nice restaurant in Michigan. So
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Good for them.
exciting. So I'm hoping they do well, so that
you can retire.
Yeah. Right there.
In case this whole
music thing
doesn't work out.
Send me money.
Yeah.
I got Social Security and, of course, my illegal alien status. I can go back.
Are you working on a new album?
Always. Always. Well, that song will be on the CD.
Mm-hmm. When was the last album? About a year and a half ago?
It was, maybe two? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I've got 5 or 6 songs already.
How many do you need for an album now?
About 12 or 14.
Now, will you still stay with the CD technology as the way you release your stuff, or have you gotten to the point, because you have your own website, comedyhome.com, where you'll just come up with a new song and you'll record it in your home studio here it is for 99 cents.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a download thing probably. Mm-hmm. Or you buy the entire thing for a deal or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes, you know, I mean, you think of like Sgt. Pepper or something. If you could just download single songs, it wouldn't, the whole effect is missing of, you know, just... You know, you have a favorite album and you listen to it over and over.
That doesn't work anymore.
No.
People don't do that.
No.
Why? Because for two generations, people got stuck buying a whole album because they liked one song.
Exactly. Yes, I have many.
Yeah. Well, I really like that song. What about the other 9? Not so much.
No.
No.
It's all never played again.
So now you just download the one song you like and boom, there's the technology.
That's true.
So you need to do a little.
So there is no B-sides anymore then?
No. So
besides.
So Haywood Banks needs to be on iTunes or start up his own HeyTunes. Hey Tunes!
Hey Tunes! To make it bad.
Something like that. What else is new? You want to do another?
Well,
new song?
Sure. I could do that.
Okay.
Let's see. I got to think. I do have new songs. I just can't think of any of them.
You want to do an old song?
Sure, I could do that. Well, I do have this song. This is a song about the funny video shows,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, you know, truly a high watermark in television.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, now on the internet, everything is user content. People sending in their stuff to YouTube and that sort of thing. I think it started with Bob Saget and that show.
The YouTube?
Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the hottest websites online. People are sending in their own content, and other people are going in and ranking it and rating it and watching it. And not porn. I'm talking about actual, you know, wacky stuff. And people are also contributing some copyrighted material. Like there was a thing that was on Saturday Night Live a couple of months ago, a rap song that a couple of people on there did that became popular as almost a viral video that was posted online by users, by, you know, people who were
Is that going to get donuts or something across town? Or
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was something.
Some rap tune. I don't remember the details on it, but they put it on there, and then NBC said, no, you have to take that off because it's copyrighted. And then they found out that 5 million people had downloaded it, and they thought, you know what? Maybe if we leave it up there, that would be good promotion and good marketing.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what they're using it for.
That's true.
But long before that came along, people were sending in their videos to Bob Saget and the America's Funniest Home Videos.
And they still seem to be doing that.
Yeah.
Although the videos are... I've watched this.
Well, there's only so many times you can see the 3-year-old kid hitting his dad in the crotch with the plastic wiffle ball bat.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Which has inspired this song by Haywood Banks.
And it's kind of an Irish ballad with the caveat that I can't do an Irish accent.
Well, I can't either, so that'd be perfect.
All I know is hee-hoo, you know, and I like it too, you know, from the Irish Spring thing. And Lucky Charms. Those are the only things.
Are those
I know.
In the song?
No.
Well, then we didn't really need to mention them, did we?
I love those funny video shows, I just can't get enough. The cavalcade of concussions, boy, that's funny stuff. They're tripping in Poughkeepsie, they're slipping in Des Moines, but the ones that win $10,000 are all trauma to the groin. A trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty, there is no joke divine, or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. Now Jacob was a small boy in a t-ball league, and his father stood behind him, coaching to succeed. The boy, he swung with all his might. You should have seen Dad's face when the bat connected between first and second base. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty, there is no joke divine, or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. We wanted to collect the check from those video fools. So we taught our three-year-old the running headbutt to the jewels. Too bad we left the lens cap on the camera by mistake, 'cause Grandpa weren't too happy about the second take. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty, there is no joke divine, or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. But one day while in the garden, I stepped upon a rake. The blow intense and accurate, an impression it did make. My children caught it all on tape, thought it was the funniest thing, and I choked a curse out through my tears as they began to sing. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the... Sing with me, Paul. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty, there is no joke divine, or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. Now you're holding back for the last verse.
Yeah.
Well, I won, though I failed to see the joke. Hey, each to his own, I guess. And don't you know, well, most of the dough paid the bill to the EMS. So let us see a show of hands, and let it be resolved that a trauma's much more funny if your own groin's not involved. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Everybody, nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty, there is no joke divine, or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin.
Yeah, Haywood Banks. He's going to be at the Comedy Forum in St. Peter's out of Cave Springs in 70. Two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night. You can get tickets at comedyforum.com or call 636-498-1234. Haywood Banks is in the studio with me this afternoon. His last album is called Pretending I'm Not Home. He's in the process of...
My latest.
What did I say?
My last one. We try not to...
Oh, that implies that would be the last album you'd ever make. No,
album, yeah.
No, I didn't mean to imply that.
It's like when they say when you get to your final destination. You know, that always kind of gives me the willies a little bit.
No, you're absolutely right. It would be just enough to get to your destination.
Yeah, your destination, but your final destination.
Yeah, of course, when you do get to your destination, you go to the terminal. So there's a whole end of the line thing going on there.
That's true.
Anyway, Haywood's correct. It was his latest album, although if I have anything to say about it, it would be his last. I'm kidding. His latest album is called Pretending I'm Not Home, and all of his stuff is available on his website, comedyhome.com. And it's not just you on there, right?
No, there's about 500 comics there, a whole ton of people.
Basically, anytime Eddie puts out a comedy CD, Haywood makes it available to the public.
Yes.
And he's going to be at the Comedy Forum in St. Peter's the next couple of nights. And what else is going on
with
you?
And you can bring the entire family.
Or these will be family-friendly shows?
Well, I always have pretty much.
So English as a second language is working out for him, and you can bring the kids because they'll learn a new language too.
They will. The Flemly Flamly. The Flemmy Family Show.
If you'd like to talk to Haywood this afternoon, he has so many fans in the St. Louis area from all these years. Our studio line number is 314-436-7900 and toll-free 800-925-1120. Would you do a classic? I mentioned 18 Wheels. Do you still do that as part of the show?
I can do that.
This is, I believe this and Toast were probably the first two songs of yours I ever played on the radio, although those many years ago. I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was low.
Well, it was low, exactly.
Yeah, whatever it was. And this one caught my ear the first time I heard it, and I just love it. So here's Haywood Banks with the 18 Wheels.
Now, this is a sing-along song. You did so well
on
the Trauma to the Groin song.
Yes. Well, you know, here's why I don't join in. And every time you hear it, you say, come on, Paul, sing along. I've heard me sing. And I really want to retain my listenership.
Which is even more.
Yeah.
Which is even more interesting.
Here are the two
and
goals.
People, if you sang, people might think it's a tornado warning.
That's true.
Is that Paul singing or tornado warning?
It could be. So you and I have kind of mutual goals here. My goal is, of course, to have as many listeners as possible and keep the advertisers happy and all of that. And your goal, of course, is to come in here and entertain and sell some tickets for your show. My singing would accomplish none of these things.
I say, okay, well, that's fine. Well, then people at home people, shut-ins.
Yes, the listeners.
Shut-ins and people in prison, mm-hmm. your normal... demographic.
I'll take anybody. I'll take anybody with, you know what, you don't even have to have two ears. I would take one ear.
Wow. Yeah. So the whole Van Gogh crowd.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Now back to the song already in progress. Without me.
I was talking over the intro. Okay. This is called 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. Everybody jump in, throw yourself into it, and sing along. Here we go. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. Here we go. Come on. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling. Okay, let's back them up. Here we go. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 4, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wheels on a big rig. Okay, the even numbers. Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, rolling, rolling. Okay, the odd numbers. Why, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 19, 25 wheels on a big rig. Roman numeral. Oh, there's I, V, 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 I, V, I, V, I, I, X, 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 I, X, I, X, I, X, I, V, X, V, X, V, I, X, V, I, X, V, I, wheels on a big rig.
Yeah!
And they're Roman, 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 ooh.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites. Haywood Banks here on the Paul Harris Show. Let's go to the phones, 314-436-7900. Toll-free, 800-925-1120. Rachel, welcome to KMOX. Say hi to Haywood.
Hi.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi, I absolutely love him.
You are my best friend.
You don't have to call him in the third person. He's right here.
I'm right here.
Hi. You are the only person that got me through working at a factory job.
Well, thank you.
You really are.
Well, that's tremendous. What did you make at the factory?
I hated it.
You just whatever it was you hated?
What was the product?
Oh, we made boat seats.
I'm sorry, you made what?
Boat seats.
Boat seats. I thought she said boat feet when she first said that, and I didn't know what that was.
I thought it was Bocephus.
No.
I was wondering if he was going to be in Illinois anytime soon.
The closest is in St. Charles County.
Really?
At Comedy Forum. That's about it. That's pretty. Where do you live?
I live in a little town called Albers in Illinois.
Well, it's a lovely drive.
Hop in your car. Make the ride out to St. Peter's tonight or tomorrow night. He'll be there at the Comedy Forum at Cave Springs and Highway 70 at 8 o'clock tonight and 10:15 tonight, and then the same two times tomorrow night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a straight shot across 70.
Awesome.
All right, Rachel.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. I'm hi.
Is there a song of Haywood's that's an absolute favorite of yours?
I love Toast. He's got to play it.
Doesn't have a toaster in the studio,
unfortunately. I don't have my toaster with me. Oh, crap and a half.
What brand are you using, by the way, these days?
I got a Toastmaster this time.
Yeah?
I went for the biggie. Yeah.
Used to be, what, a Proctor Silex?
I had a Proctor Silex for a while.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've tried every brand.
Do the toaster ovens work for the song?
Too much bass.
Rachel, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Rachel.
Have a good weekend. 314.
Good luck with your seats.
436-7900. Careful. Toll free, 800-925-1120. It's the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Haywood Banks is in the studio with me this afternoon before doing a couple of shows out in St. Peter's tonight at the Comedy Forum, and we're including your phone calls at 314-436-7900 and toll-free 800-925-1120. And Mary, you're on KMOX. Say hi to Haywood.
Hi, Haywood. How are you?
Mary, how are you?
I'm doing marvelous now. I had a really bad day. I had hip replacement 4 weeks ago, and I had a particularly bad day today.
Well,
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
Well, good.
What the doctor ordered.
That's what you need.
I haven't been hip in so long that I think I need a replacement.
This is my second one in 2 years. Thank goodness we only have two.
Well, good. You know, it's that third hip replacement that you just kind of, wait a minute. You know, then the doctor's trying to milk you a little bit, I think, if you go to a third hip replacement.
Yeah.
I am so done with this. And, Paul, I hope your hand is better. I miss your sight.
Well, I did put some more stuff up on the website today, but the hand is doing better, and I hope over the weekend we'll be back to 100%, and I'll have a lot more stuff on harrisonline.com.
Good. And, Howard, can we get your CDs online?
It's comedyhome.com. Okay. Think of comedy, think of home, like Home Depot, like Comedy Home Depot, only no depot. Just comedyhome.com.
I can't get out to really get in anywhere to shop yet.
Well, just go to his website and pick the one you want, and he'll send them to you.
Yeah, the stuff isn't in stores. You either get it, you have to come to the show and get them, or online.
You know what some people do, Mary, is they take a tape recorder to see Haywood and they record his shows, and then they sell them as bootlegs for less than the things that he has on his website. That's what I would personally recommend.
And
I'm too stupid to do illegal things.
Thank you very much.
You know, Paul, it's a joy listening to you since I've had to be home.
Thank you, Mary.
Every show.
Well, we appreciate that. We hope you have a better weekend.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch
very
out
much.
For that third hip.
Oh, no. I'm going to be grandma twice this year, so no more hips.
Okay, good.
All right. Good luck. Let me move on to another call here. Bob, you're on KMOX. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Haywood, I wanted to see if you could play a song. I think it's called My Dog is Fluffy.
Oh.
I have a Great Pyrenees, and she's a big white fluffy dog, and it reminds me of her.
Oh, okay. Let me see. All
right, Bob, I'm going to hang up on you, and Haywood will play it for you.
Let me see if I can remember how it goes here.
It's a few years old, isn't it?
My dog is smelly, he can't catch a frisbee, he don't know when to stay or sit. But there's one thing I'll say that you can't take away, that dog is fluffy. He digs in the garden, jumps up on my clean shirt, he bites the guy from UPS. But there's one thing I'll say that you can't take away, that dog is fluffy. Well, you might say being fluffy ain't no big deal in this world of Rin Tin Tins, but it seems like being fluffy is all there is to him. Something else. I can't remember what he does.
Like I said, it's been a few years for this one, hasn't it?
He's fat as a propane tank. But there's one thing I'll say that you can't take away. That dog is fluffy.
All right, there you go. At least 80% of the song.
Yeah, it's part of the fluffy.
For the rest, I'd suggest going to comedyhome.com and finding it on the website and ordering it from Haywood personally. And if you made them downloadable, 99 cents a piece, Bob could go and get himself his own copy of that.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to work on that technology, I'm telling you.
But you can get the entire CD and enjoy all the songs then.
That's
with
true.
Fluffy on it.
That's absolutely true. Haywood's going to be at the Comedy Forum tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows each night. 636-498-1234 is their number. In the studio with Haywood Banks, who's going to be in St. Peter's for a couple of shows tonight and a couple of shows tomorrow night. And here's a little bit of a preview of what you'll get when you see him.
There we go. Fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Find them in the backyard, underneath a rock. Slip them in your sandwich, put them in your socks. Fish and worms. Do your English homework. Underline a word, sink, circle, direct object, and transitive verb with a fish and worm. Fish and worm. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fish and worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death. She'd make a chocolate shake, I dropped a couple in the blender. Now she's looking at me with bated breath. Ooh, from eating fish and worms, everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Wrap them around a corkscrew, twist them around some twine, take them to the health spa so they can unwind. Fish and worms, find them on the sidewalk, crispy as a chip. When your aunt comes over, flip them in the dip, that's fish and worms. Ooh, bakos. Well, I like everything you can think about fish and worms. Ush, gush, gush, ones that wiggle and squish. I like doing everything you can think of with fish and worms. That is, except I hate to catch fish. I hate fish, just fish and worms, everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Find them in the side yard, underneath some leaves, make them little dresses. Just leave off the sleeves, fish and worms, fish and worms, fish and worms.
Heywood Banks at the Comedy Forum. Two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night. 636-498-1234 is the phone number. They're out at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Paul.
Always a pleasure seeing you. You'll find them online at comedyhome.com. Heywood.